From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Federal Aviation Administration announced plans to hire more than 12,000 new air traffic controllers over the next 10 years. The new hires will replace a wave of retirees, many of whom were replacements for the striking air traffic controllers President Reagan fired in 1981. The union that now represents air traffic controllers says the FAA move falls short of what's needed. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story.
There are more than 15,000 air traffic controllers in facilities across the country. The majority, about 11,000, came on the job as replacements for those dismissed by President Reagan. Now, the oldest of these controllers are nearing the FAA's mandatory retirement age for controllers, 56. So the agency faces a major staffing crunch. Administrator Marion Blakey says today's plan will address that.
We're confident we're going to be able to get there with this plan. It's a strong, detailed plan, and it means that we're going to be ramping up for these controller retirements that will allow us to maintain a highly professional, highly skilled workforce, and at the same time, maintain aviation's best safety record ever.
But it won't be easy. It can take up to 5 years to fully train a new controller because of the complexities of the job. The FAA says the use of new simulators and computer programs can trim that to 3 years. And it's expensive. The FAA is currently funded by a combination of air travel-related taxes and Congress. The ticket tax revenue has been declining because traveling by air has gotten cheaper. The FAA is currently drafting its budget request for next year from Congress. Its current budget is some $14 billion. Blakey won't say how much the agency will ask for next year, but she's confident Congress will provide it.
The funding for that comes out of the FAA's the Aviation Trust Fund, which of course is paid for by fees, ticket fees, fuel tax, etc. And we do expect that as time goes on, that kind of funding will be there from the Congress, has in the past, will be in the future.
The union that now represents air traffic controllers today criticized the FAA's hiring plans. John Carr is president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. He calls the FAA proposal a Walmart solution in a Tiffany's box.
They have known for many, many years that this problem was coming up, and their solution is many, many years away from implementation. Even if they hired 1,250 people tomorrow, it would take 3 years to train them. So they're basically acknowledging that they have a staffing crisis on their hands today and that they're going to do something about it in 5 years. And that's totally unacceptable to the flying public.
Carr contends there is already a shortage of air traffic controllers and says the FAA will have to hire more aggressively in the coming years than they've proposed. One thing everyone agrees on, there should be no shortage of candidates for the jobs, which pay from $80,000 to $160,000. George Novak is an aviation expert with the George Washington University.
They always have many more applicants than they have spots available, and many more qualified applicants than they have spots available. There's also a number of individuals that come trained from the military, from all branches of the military that come in. So there are a number of qualified individuals and always interest in these positions because they are well compensated, and it's pretty good job security.
The FAA says it will also begin waiving the mandatory retirement age of 56 for controllers who it deems exceptional. They will be able to apply on a year-by-year basis to stay on until they reach 61. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.